Hey everyone, welcome back to Top 5, brought to you by Define Talent. We are a results-driven service working with clients to connect them with quality talent, as well as working to make an impact within the recruiting industry. We talk straight about today's professional world with real-world professionals, experts in recruitment, job seekers, and business owners alike. Have a question for us? Send it in and you might spur our next conversation. I'm Tara Thurber, co-founder and director of talent partnerships here at Define Talent. And joining me today are two amazing humans, Chris Lewicki, operations coordinator, and Amira Hussein, director of government relations from the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce. Hi, how are you both today?
Doing well. Thank you so much for having us on your podcast today, Tara.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Very excited to have the two of you on today. And I just want to kind of jump in here. I know, you know, you both of you are part of the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce, and there's been a group that has branched off of that called Young Professionals. Very interested to see if either one of you can explain the Young Professionals group and how it got started.
You mind if I take this one?
Go ahead.
So Young Professionals at the Chamber was technically started back in 2019 by two former employees. And then obviously pandemic came and kind of squashed it. There was no networking events. Nobody was allowed to get together. They also kind of rose up in the organization, had other responsibilities. So it was kind of just, you know, thrown in a filing cabinet for a couple of years. Around February 2023, Amir and I were approached with trying to get it started up again, and we just went for it. And here we are a year later. We've had several events. We've ballooned up the distribution list, and yeah, that's the story.
Yep. And here at the Chamber, you know, we host a lot of different events throughout the year, but I think one thing that we noticed is with our attendance is that we don't often see a lot of young faces in the room. And so we wanted to create a space for young professionals to feel comfortable, to come and network and connect with others that would be on a similar boat as them, and sort of just share some of the struggles that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, personally and within our careers.
I love that. What would you say your main hope for the young professionals in the future is? What's the main drive behind it?
For me, it's for young professionals to be a mainstay here at the Chamber. We're still kind of in the infancy stages. Most of our board doesn't even know about it yet. So for me, it's to be as big, as prominent as something like the Walk to Washington or the business summit that you went to down in Atlantic City, where people are looking forward to it. And people within our member companies, you know, as soon as somebody gets onboarded, they get directed right towards us.
I love that. I love that so, so much. And then, you know, nowadays there are so many young professionals graduating college, getting out into the workforce. What would the two of you think are the biggest challenges facing young professionals today, and how can they overcome them?
So, I mean, I'll just start with a few things. I mean, I know I mentioned that young professionals are facing a lot of challenges these days. I just would want to start with maybe like workplace stress. We're all working very hard and dealing with a lot of issues personally and otherwise. And I think burnout has become a real thing, especially with the shift to sort of like a hybrid or remote work setting. And so people, I mean, you might not even be leaving your house the entire day. And it's hard to sort of draw that line between work and personal. And it's hard to turn that work brain off and switch to relaxation mode. And so that's one of the issues I've heard a lot of young professionals dealing with. And so I think that's also a place where a young professional group can be really valuable. I mean, it's a great opportunity to get out of the house or get out of the workplace and sort of just connect with people professionally and personally, and talk to them about the struggles that they're dealing with, and maybe grow your network and grow your professional career. Chris, anything to add?
I think the burnout and the struggling with this new hybrid work environment. I know people that are in the office 5 days a week and they're just as burnt out as people that are working from home 5 days a week. There doesn't really seem to be a magic bullet for it. I'd also say economic stressors are huge for our generation. Everyone's telling us we're not going to see Social Security, we're never going to own a home. And I know for me, I have like 6 figures worth of student loan debt. So, it's more than just finding a job. It's all those little outside factors that play a big factor. There's so many different things. I feel like the world today with technology and everything, it's so crazy. And I feel like older generations thought that, we would just kind of be used to it growing up in it. And I feel like a lot of us are struggling. So I can't tell you how many people that are on social media diets or have just completely quit social media in general. And that actually brings up a good point. I think generational differences in the workplace are interesting to manage. The gap between Gen X and boomers, I don't think is that large culturally, but the gap between Gen Z and boomers are there. I mean, they're basically two separate types of people. So navigating that, especially in a smaller office setting, can be challenging, but you roll with the punches and you learn. And like Amira said, the best way to learn is from other young professionals and to get out there, see what other people experiences. You're not alone. A lot of these experiences are incredibly universal. We're all struggling with it, but we make do.
It's hard, when you talk about the whole work-life balance and hybrid and burnout, and it's so real. I feel like we are all always plugged in, and it's like technology burnout on top of it all. And trying to navigate your way through that, and getting out of the house is sometimes it can be give people social anxiety now because of COVID or being home so much. So I think that's one thing too for young professionals is if we can all get out together, we're all dealing with it together. So, by getting in person with one another, you can share those struggles and hopefully learn different ways to get through it. That kind of leads me into my next question. In a post-COVID environment, how can young professionals find this work-life balance with demanding careers or different work situations? What are the young professionals doing nowadays to kind of get out of that mindset or switch their mindset?
So I would definitely say that prioritizing your well-being should be at the top of everybody's list. And I think young professionals are actually better at it maybe than the previous generation. I mean, that is at the top of their list. Having a work-life balance is at the top of their list, whereas maybe for previous generations it wasn't. And that was maybe a luxury that some of them couldn't afford. But prioritizing your mental health, making sure that you are, engaging in hobbies or exercising or hanging out with your friends once or twice a week at least. It's just so important to recharge and reset, because if you don't fill your own glass, you're not going to have anything to pour for any other type of work. And you want to bring your best to every situation. You want to bring your best self to work. You want to bring your best self to everywhere else. And so you can't do that if you're not taking care of yourself first.
Which I think can be a big switch up from, years ago. It was work, 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 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, because you needed to prove yourself. And there was a different form of sickness and burnout that came from that. So I do feel like the younger generations are putting their health first, but there's still that struggle of because they're used to what they've been told, right? Or how they've been brought up, to now realizing that it is important to put that health first. Because you're right, Amira, like you said, if you can't fill up your own cup of water first, what do you have to give other people? And I think that is something that individuals need to realize is I do say now there's no work-life balance. It's just a life blend. Because there can be so much flexibility with opportunities, and different work environments. And I do feel one thing that's been coming up a lot, in conversation is setting up a routine for yourself. If you have a solid routine where you're getting up in the morning and you're working out, or you're doing your meditation, or you're doing some sort of self-care to set yourself up to show up for your workday at 110%, and then it's hard to say, but shutting off at the end of the day, disconnecting at the end of the day, you know, and I have a tough time doing it. I feel like I'm always plugged in, and you know, nowadays it's that fast response. You want to be able to give that quick response, or get something out, or you know, people are utilizing their downtime through scrolling through social media, and that is not healthy. That is not healthy for an individual, for your mindset. And so I think as more information can be shared with individuals on how to find the disconnect, how to be okay with that, I think is something that a lot of people struggle with, and we have to keep reminding them, even, you know, business owners and leadership needs to almost set boundaries. I think we all need to set certain boundaries again, or reset certain boundaries in order to make sure you can still put yourself first, put your the create the balance that you need for your particular work environment and lifestyle, right?
Absolutely. And I think I know this has kind of become a buzzword, but workplace culture is huge.
He's very.
Finding a place, like figuring out what you want and finding it. You know, one of the benefits of this post-COVID world is there's a plethora of options, again, between just at home, just in the office, or a hybrid. Personally, I like hybrid. When I got COVID at some point last year, so I wasn't allowed to come into the office for a week. And I was like tearing my hair out by the week. But then on the flip side, like 2 months later, I was in the office for 5 straight days. And I was looking around to my older coworkers. I'm like, how did you guys do this for 30, 35 years? This seems impossible. So I feel like, you know, really figuring out what works best for you, figuring out what you enjoy about the current job you're in, and then not being afraid to go out and find it. Because there are so many options. You know, it's not all about money or the name of the organization. It's really about, you know, what's going to make you feel your best, what's going to fill your cup, to like a mirror.
Amazing. And it's so true. I mean, the company culture right now, when I'm speaking to candidates, that's of utmost importance. They want to know that there's culture. They want to know that there's flexibility. They want to know that there's support and appreciation, as well as philanthropy and so many other, you know, things that are out there for businesses to be doing. Professional development is super huge. You know, a young professional wants to join a team that they're going to learn and continue to grow with. Super,
Absolutely.
super important. Now, kind of switching gears a little bit, you know, keeping inflation and our current economy in mind, how can young professionals effectively manage their finances and plan for their future? Chris, I know earlier you had mentioned, oh, you're never going to own a home. So, what can these young professionals do now to start preparing for that, or figuring that out?
When you figure it out, please let me know, because I'm still trying my best. You know, I'm 24 years old. You know, still living at home like many of my friends and peers, and we're trying our best. You know, Obviously, you know, the easy answer is YouTube podcast. I mean, they're like the second largest sector of podcasts is financial podcasts and all that stuff. But you know, obviously you have to have a real interest in it, and it can be tough, especially if you're dealing with burnout or you're dealing with a difficult work-life balance. Because you know what, like for me, like my indulgences are like going out to eat or you know hanging out with friends and grabbing a couple drinks. You know, if that's how I relax, but it costs me $100 every time, you know, whereas how do you justify one or the other? So I wish I had a better answer, but you know, I'm looking for it just like a lot of young professionals. So again, get out there and talk to others. Just talk to others. That's my best advice.
I love that, Chris. Amira, do you have any advice on that front?
Yeah, well, no, I think Chris put it wonderfully. We're all sort of out here struggling with inflation and the rising costs of everything, not only rent, but food and anything you can think of, every bill under the sun, it just continues to rise. So, I mean, that can be really painful towards, a young professional's bottom line. And I mean, there are, the typical cookie cutter responses. Make sure you're putting away money in your 401k. Make sure you're budgeting. Make sure you have an emergency fund with X amount of money in it. But really, I mean, that only makes sort of a dent in all of this. Don't spend maybe $7 on your latte every day. But like I said, it just makes a dent. It like a tiny little dent in all of this. So unfortunately, we're all still trying to figure that out. But I think that's the benefit of the young professional community. We can all come together and share some of these experiences and maybe laugh about it a little bit.
And it's so true because it's not, I think there's a lot of people out there trying to figure it out, and not just young professionals. And I can't stress enough that you need to continue to keep putting yourself out there. You need to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. You need to allow yourself to be vulnerable because you're not alone out there. There are so many people that are out there trying to make an impact, trying to find their career, build their profession, figure out the financial aspects of life. So I agree, now networking has, I feel it's just taken such a different, there's a different energy about networking now too. And I think some young professionals may get really nervous and not, and have that social anxiety, but just know and believe that more often than not, the person that's walking in next to you probably feels the same way. And that's where you just say hi and you take it from there. So I think that that's one thing that has become more and more apparent this year as well is going to those networking events, putting your name out there. You can always post and send emails and talk through a screen, but it's being in person together, sharing that energy, sharing that conversation that really allows, I feel, more genuine and authentic conversations to take place.
I absolutely agree,
Absolutely.
and I can say from personal experience, it's very anxiety inducing, and it's scary to put yourself in a new setting where you may not know anybody at all, and so it's really important though to do that, because the more you do it, the less scary it will be. And I mean, I've done this before too, but if you could grab a friend to go with you, it can really take a lot of the pressure off. And you both do a little bit of networking and you grab some dinner afterwards. It's therapeutic. So there's definitely workarounds for that.
Love it. I love it. What were you going to say, Chris?
I was just going to give a quick shameless plug. The New Jersey Young Professionals, exactly like Amir said, like we've had to deal with this for our work. The story I always tell is, you know, I was 22 years old coming out of college and I get this job and, you know, I find out I'm going to these events. I don't know what networking is. I don't know what a networking event is. And I'm told to just start walking up to people. And I'm walking up to like the CEO of JCP&L and PSE&G. And it's terrifying. I was definitely thrown into the fire. So to combat that, with the whole goal of the young professionals is to build the complete opposite environment, as relaxed as possible. So you don't have to worry about these big imposing people and these big names. It's just people that look like you, that act like you, that talk like you, and you're just hanging out. You're having a drink, you're eating a little bit of food, and you're just hanging out. But with enough practice, that translates into the big time, the big leagues, you know?
I love that too, Chris. It's so true. And, talking about, when we think about getting out and networking, I'd love to, we've gone through a lot right now, but maybe we can just provide our top five reasons on why young professionals need to get out and network. What are both your thoughts for the top five?
You want me to start? Where do you want to
Go
start?
ahead.
All right, because I have been thinking about this.
Okay.
I think community. I think that's a really tough thing for our generation. There's a lot of great literature about there, how there's no more public spaces or public meeting places to find that sense of community. You know, people make fun of Knights of Columbus and all that kind of stuff, but they were, you know, communities. So community practice, as I said earlier, because you're going to have to network eventually. So you might as well get the practice and lay that base now. I would say opportunity is another huge one. As we said, if you don't like where you're at, sorry, if you don't like where you're at, network, meet other people, find out what their organizations are like, and go there. Try and apply, try and work there. The fourth thing,
I'll just pop
yeah,
in.
jump in there.
I think one other important piece of networking is the mentorship that you can potentially get. I mean, you might find somebody that you really admire, or they may be on a career path that you really like. And so a mentorship is extremely important for professional development. I mean, you want to have a mentor, whoever they are. And then the last thing I'll just add is just boosting professional confidence, getting out there, making yourself comfortable with just talking about yourself, because that's not always easy for everyone. Give the elevator pitch about yourself, brag about the great things that you're doing, and just get comfortable talking in a professional setting. I think that's really important.
Excellent. These top five are super important. I could not agree more. And I will put another little plug out there that everybody listening, we have a networking event we'd love everybody to come to. The New Jersey Chamber of Commerce Young Professionals are having an event at Define Talent Space in Red Bank, New Jersey on Thursday, May 9th. It is sponsored by Withum and hosted by Define Talent in the Define Logic Studio, Studio Red Bank. And it's from 6 to 8:30, 6 to 9. I should know the dates and times. I know it's May 9th,
Six
but
to 8:30, but I'm sure it might
yeah.
go a little long.
We'll make sure to send out the details when we post this podcast. But Amira and Chris, so excited to have you on this podcast to share what you're doing at the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce with young professionals. Any support, we are here to definitely support. And I'm excited to see you all on May 9th, as well as see some fresh faces and some young professionals out there.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate both of you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Excellent. Thank you both again. We are Define Talent, a Define Logic service coming to you at Top 5. Make it a great day.